Well, Jesus gave his disciples bread to symbolize his body, which was about to be shed for them and, you know, for us. And then he gave wine, not his own blood. No. He gave wine symbolizing his blood, which was about to be shed for the forgiveness of sins. And Jesus had mentioned this imagery actually before in the crowds. And non-believers, you know, actually accused the early church of being cannibals as a result. And actually that legend, you know, seems to ring true in some places still today where they'll be like, in order to stop people from becoming Christians or, you know, because they just don't know or whatever, they're like, you're a Christian? Oh, that means you're a cannibal, right?
It's like, no. Excuse me?
No. So, you know, it's just, it's because of things like of what was said in John 6 that people get this idea because Jesus said, you know, you need to eat his flesh to live eternally, basically. And, you know, they don't understand the true meaning of it. He was speaking in symbolic terms, not literal. And so, yeah, I mean, like, this is why Jesus gave the example of the bread and the cup to symbolize what was about to happen to him and that we're supposed to remember his death until he comes.